Today is a day of rebellion, of solidarity with all of the oppressed women and men, the wretched of the earth. We, the people, have nothing left to lose under the capitalist order. We don't have a choice but to resist those who seek to enslave us, who sees us as nothing but resource to exploit. We came here to say that we will not suffer the imperial violence that it is inflicted upon us. We will not pay with our sweat for the colonial wars of Putin, of Trump, and certainly not for Merkel's dubious weapons deals. We will not stand the tyranny of war criminals and their supporters. I am 32 years old, and I have never seen peace in my life. Growing up in the Zionist regime, all I've seen was racism. All I've learned was oppression. I joined the BDS because I will not be a bystander no more. I will not look aside as our Palestinian brothers and sisters are sent to the mercy of history and the Palestinian refugees have not yet returned. The Israeli apartheid sustained the fifth biggest military industry in the world, using Palestinian people and land as their playground to try new weapons, which they then sell for profit. Just this week, the brave leaders, Khalida Jarar and Hitam Safin, were imprisoned by the Israeli authorities. Their fate, the fate of Palestine, is the fate of us all. If apartheid will not go down in Palestine, it will prevail anywhere. Despite the endless attack on our anti-racist and anti-colonial movement, our global call for boycott, divestment, and sanctions of the state of Israel is the most effective non-violent tool to fight an apartheid state which practices crime against humanity as a matter of course. The Zionist regime is afraid of intellectual and international pressure, of critique, of having their state exposed as exactly what it is, a settler colonial state that practices segregation and believes it is morally and racially superior. Friends, we don't live to serve the oligarchs. We were not placed in this world to finance colonial oppression. We live here to hear the bells of freedom. Let these blessed bells ring. Let them ring today in Hamburg. Let them ring in Gaza. Let them ring everywhere, from every mountaintop and shores of Palestine, from the river to the sea. As long as we shall live, Palestine will be free!
Stellt euch vor, ich bin 32 Jahre alt und ich habe in meinem ganzen Leben nie Frieden erlebt. Ich bin 32 Jahre alt und alles, was ich erlebt habe, ist Rassismus, ist Apartheid und ist Unterdrückung. Stellt euch vor, ich bin 32 Jahre alt und ich habe niemals Frieden erlebt. Deshalb habe ich mich der BDS-Bewegung angeschlossen. BDS Berlin wurde inspiriert vom Kampf der Südafrikanerinnen gegen die Apartheid und ruft die palästinensische Zivilgesellschaft zu Boykott, Desinvestitionen und Sanktionen gegen Israel auf, bis dieses internationale Recht und den universellen Prinzipien der Menschenrechte nachkommt. BDS Berlin versteht sich als Teil der weltweiten BDS-Bewegung, die den Aufruf der palästinensischen Zivilgesellschaft von 2005 unterstützt. Und nehmen wir diesen Tag und die Glocken der Freiheit sollen klingen. Die Glocken der Freiheit sollen klingen hier in Hamburg und die Glocken der Freiheit sollen erklingen in Gaza. Und die Glocken der Freiheit sollen erklingen von jedem Berg und jedem Tal in Gaza. Freiheit für Palästina! Freiheit für Palästina!